This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Wrapping up his visit to Poland Tuesday, U.S. President Joe Biden delivered a fiery speech at the Royal Castle in Warsaw, reaffirming U.S. dedication to European security and its support for Ukraine. Biden noted it was almost a year ago he delivered another speech at the Royal Castle, just weeks after Russian President Vladimir Putin had begun his invasion of Ukraine.
Well, I just come from a visit to Kyiv, and I can report Kyiv stands strong. Kyiv stands proud. It stands tall. And most important, it stands free.
Biden said all the world's democracies are being tested by Russia's invasion, and they've stood strong and united in its face. The UN Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine reports more than 8,000 civilians have been killed and more than 13,000 injured since Russia invaded Ukraine in February of last year. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The head of the UN Human Rights Monitoring Mission, Matilda Bogner, says the figures gathered by her team are lower than the actual numbers due to limited information and lack of access to key areas of Ukraine, such as Mariupol. Her team continues to gather information from witnesses and survivors.
My colleagues interviewed a former prisoner of war who was from Mariupol, and he was forced in Mariupol to collect bodies on the city's streets. He told us that Russian soldiers were expected to meet a daily quota of one truck of corpses per day, and that, as he said, in Mariupol, meeting the quota was not a problem at all.
Bogner says the UN monitoring mission also has documented a wide range of violations of international human rights law. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And this is VOA News. For the second time in 2 weeks, residents of a town in northern Syria ran out of their already destroyed homes to escape yet another earthquake. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A family in the Turkish town of Jinderes clear rubble after the quake caused their homes to collapse. Mohamed Zatar says the feeling is indescribable, fear. Women were scared. Children can't sleep in the houses anymore, and there are no tents, so the majority of families are on the street. While a neighbor, Kamal Abu Hassan, tells the AP, yesterday we were sitting at home when the quake happened. This has ruined our livelihoods. What can we do? The 6.4 magnitude earthquake that struck Monday evening had its epicenter in Defne district of Turkey's Hatay province, which was one of the areas most affected by the February 6th magnitude 7.8 quake. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg announced Tuesday he wants the nation's freight railroads to immediately act to improve safety, while regulators try to strengthen rules in the wake of a fiery derailment in Ohio more than a week ago that forced evacuations when toxic chemicals were released and burned. Buttigieg's announcement comes just 2 days after he warned Norfolk Southern Freight Railroad to fulfill its promise to clean up the mess just outside East Palestine, Ohio, and help the town recover. In an interview Monday, the transportation secretary says fines against rail companies need to be increased.
Congress has passed a statute that caps our ability to fine at about $250,000. And that might sound like a lot of money for somebody going through daily life, but to a multi-billion dollar company like Norfolk Southern, it is dust.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Tuesday formally ordered Norfolk Southern to clean up the town. In the southern U.S. city of New Orleans, Louisiana, Tuesday, it is Mardi Gras, or Fat Tuesday. And the annual ebullient climax of the city's carnival season comes this year with some political intrigue. Mild weather is expected to bring hundreds of thousands of tourists and locals to the city, many of them in costume, to mark the raucous end of the carnival season and the beginning of the Catholic season of Lent. Among the revelers will be opponents of New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell, who are gathering last-minute signatures ahead of a Wednesday deadline to force a recall election. There's an undercurrent of worry about reoccurring violent crime in the city. One person was killed and four wounded when gunfire broke out during a Sunday night carnival parade. For more on this story and all the stories we're covering, see our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.